According to the revitalized peace agreement, South Sudan is expected to graduate a total of 83,000 necessary unified forces to take charge of security during recently extended transitional period that now expires in February 2025. A little more than 21,000 out of the 83,000 unified forces graduated in Juba on August 30th. But military officials say logistical challenges, mostly caused by this year's flooding, continue to delay the graduation of additional forces and the deployment of those already graduated. Under the roadmap for implementing the 2018 peace deal, the deployment of forces was supposed to take place immediately after graduation. South Sudan People's Defense Force spokesperson Major General Lul Rai Kong says flooding has prevented the Joint Defense Board from providing supplies at training centers in preparation for graduation and deployment of the forces in Upper Nile and Unity State.
We have uniform ready for the army. As soon as the missing items are delivered, then they'll be graduated. In Upper Nile, around two areas were affected by floods. The ones at Topogeo and Lelo were transported to Melakal. Mom had been affected by floods, as well as Kaljak.
Arrangements to graduate unified forces at the Kaljak Training Center ground to held after a boat carrying uniforms for the forces capsized. Colonel Lampole Gabriel, spokesperson of the South Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, or SPLM-IO, says no new dates have been scheduled for graduating the forces.
With Kaljak in Bentiu, their uniform got capsized with the boat disappeared around Adok port. So it is a very big challenge. It has brought us back to square one because we are still going to wait for the uniform organized forces in Kaljak so that we are able to send to them. So the date for Malakal is not yet being put. The same with Bargazal. But we just hope that within this coming month, we'll be able to complete the graduation of the remaining forces.
Colonel Gabriel confirms accessibility to the Upper Nile region is extremely difficult and that the deployment of forces is on hold.
Up to now, the forces have not yet received their own weapons from the government. So we're still waiting as well, whether they're going to be given weapons or not. Also, the issue of funding, you know, these forces have been in the training center for a very long time. They're supposed to get some basic services from the government, like money need to be given to them. They are supposed to receive their salaries. But nothing has been mentioned yet about their salaries up to today. Those are some of the challenges that we are really seeing and we know is going to cause for us problem. But hopefully, we believe that things will move on very well, even if at a slow pace.
General Kong says the government has yet to procure uniforms for the National Police Service, the Civil Defense, the Correctional Service, and the wildlife.
The leadership is working on that issue of resupplying the forces with uniforms. In terms of deployment, the JDB is yet to come up with, to disclose, deployment strategy. A proposed draft had been drawn up and they will deliberate on it. We are deploying the necessary unified forces in our Bay Area in general, but not within our Bay box. We have been airlifting forces to Agok, and the forces that are being airlifted will be redeployed at designated areas.
According to the new roadmap for implementing the peace agreement, the necessary unified forces were supposed to be transferred from the training centers to their duty stations. For VOA News, I am Sheila Oponi in Awil, Northern Bahar El Ghazal State.